Are we ready?
Hey, we're ready.
Okay.
With take 3 of podcast number 11.
Oh, man.
Why is it take 3? Because yesterday we did take 1 and it turned out we had a new microphone and didn't 100% know how to use it.
We discovered 25 minutes in.
We were pretty far into it. All right, so we're like, all right.
And
all
yes,
right,
we got a new microphone, you big babies.
Do we hear an echo?
Joe Nelson.
Echo. Now, am I in the bottom of a can of beans? So anyway, so we got a new microphone. We figured out how to use it. We had a stupid thing. And then we did a whole other podcast, nearly a half hour. And then right at the end of it, we got in a fight, so we had to throw the whole thing away. And then we were mad at each other for like a good 12 hours, I would say.
I'm still waiting for my apology.
Oh, come on. I totally apologized and you didn't. Do we have to start this over again?
But no, wait. No, we're already a minute in. I don't want to do this.
All right, you can apologize later.
All right, I'm sorry.
So we got a new microphone.
For nothing.
We got a new podcast, and we'll talk about the rest of it later.
But.
Oh. All right, so anyway, what do you want to talk about, Damien?
It's your podcast.
Okay. All right, I'm going to tell you about something stupid that happened to me the other day, if you can imagine such a thing.
Please do.
All right, I will. So we were coming home from Girl Scouts, which is where I send the girls to learn how to be prostitutes, as far as I think that's what they said they were going to do. It was something about...
I thought it was Protestants, or is that a distinction without a difference?
I think it's... Oh. Bringing the tough talk to the airwaves of Catholic media, it's Damien Fisher. Anyway, so we're at Girl Scouts, and my friend Holly gives some boots to my daughter, Sophia. And Sophia comes over with an armload of boots, and she says, Holly wants to know if you want these boots. This is a pretty straightforward story so far. Am I doing okay so far?
Sure.
Because I'm pretty good at telling stories. So.
And jokes.
Yes, I am. So I say to myself, I'm not sure if I want these boots or not. So I look at them like they're nice boots, but we have a lot of boots, and it's March, and blah, blah, blah. I guess I don't really want them. So I tell Sophia, bring the boots back to Holly, and she starts to do so. And I turn around, and I realize that Holly is already getting back into her car. And I think, oh, no, there's a wrench in the, what do you call it? There's a wrench in the works. Is that a thing? There's a spanner in the works.
There's a Spaniard in the works.
Yeah, there's a Spaniard in the works. So I'm a little off balance, but it's like, okay, I can still handle this because I'm not, the only thing that I'm worse at than telling stories is social situations where, like, I have to say
I don't know if I could say
people.
That you're worse
All right,
at that
I'm
than
equally,
the other.
I'm equally bad, okay? I'll admit it. I'm equally bad, and that is why I married you, so that I would have somebody who didn't expect me to talk to them, okay? Right? Am I right?
We didn't really need to talk for a while.
No. So anyway, so Sophia comes, so I tell Sophia, never mind, come back with the boots. And she starts walking back, and I happen to look up, and I see that Holly has stopped her backing up in the car and is getting out of the car and says, Simca, did you get the boots? And I cannot describe to you what a panic I was thrown into at this point. And what you ought to know is that Holly is probably, like, next to, like, Jesus, the nicest person in the world. She's so nice. She's so generous. She's so friendly. Never make anybody feel bad. She would give you the shirt. She would give you boots and the shirt off her back. And there's no reason whatsoever to feel nervous or upset when talking to her. So I was practically in hysterics at this point because I wasn't sure what to say to her exactly about the boots. And she was probably about 30, I don't know, 20 yards away from me. So I solved the situation by essentially doing what you do, like when you're like in one of those stupid movies when you're on an uncomfortable phone conversation, so you pretend that you're going through a tunnel and you say, oh, I can't, it's breaking up, going in, I'll talk to you. That's more or less what I did, except I was making eye contact with her the whole time, and I said, oh, Holly, boots, like that.
Did you give like a thumbs up? At
I think I gave a double thumbs up, Damien.
That's awesome.
And it made her get back in the car. And then I got back in the car as well. And we went home, and we have the boots now, unfortunately. That's the only bad part of the story.
That reminds me, a long time ago, I was on the phone with someone, and I wanted to get off. And there was no way I could get off the phone with this fella. And so one of the kids was walking by. I think it was Lena, who's now 19, or 18,
no,
almost
18.
19. And she was 3.
Yeah.
And she walks by, and she's got a bowl of Cheerios. And I snatch it away from her. And she starts screaming. And I say, I'm sorry, the baby's crying. I got to go.
Oh, that's terrible. Boy.
She got the Cheerios back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That explains a thing or two. Well, that's just horrible. I think you should apologize to her as well.
You can't tell me what to do.
Apparently not. Although, I have to say, no, that doesn't work because it was actually your idea. It was your idea to do Couch to 5K, which is our other sort of interesting thing to talk about, I guess.
Which, again, we've had many false starts.
Yeah, we have. That's kind of a theme
it's
with us.
Yeah,
isn't
but
it?
We keep persisting.
Yeah. So the first time we decided
we make fools of ourselves and yet we persist. That doesn't go well on a t-shirt though.
No, it doesn't, but it goes well on a podcast, I think. I don't know if you can make any money off it, unlike, you know, the oppression of women. That's a good money maker. How did you like that? How did you like the day without me today? Did you enjoy that, or?
You mean ladies' night?
Ladies' night. I'll tell you how I marked International Women's Day. Day without women. What have you? Wear red. Like I don't even have red.
For the record, you're not wearing red at the moment, as far as I can tell.
Not. No, I'm not wearing. No, I'm not wearing red.
No.
Stop that. I'm not wearing red. So I was making some soup, and I was going to put beans in it. I thought, no, the kids don't like beans. I better not. And then I thought, wait a minute. International Women's Day? So I put in a can of beans.
I honored the day by not telling offensive jokes at the office.
Good job. That's a really good job. Are there any women at your office?
Yes.
Have they hit you recently?
No.
But you're tall, so you're hard to reach.
Well, they were all wearing red, so I wasn't going to... Well, they were not all... They were not all wearing red. But,
yeah.
But
they showed up at work.
They have worse taste.
Presumably, they needed a paycheck for some reason. They're so unenlightened that they actually wanted to make money by going to work. Strange.
Although,
that isn't that, you know I cannot keep up because last I heard staying home was what we're not supposed
what
to stay
I
home.
Liked
we are supposed
was
to stay home.
One of Mo's teachers at high school today took the day off to strike for women, and the substitute teacher was a woman.
She probably wasn't making that much money either. That'll learn them. I hope you've learned your lesson, man.
No one made me a sandwich today.
Yeah, I made you a hamburger, though. Anyway, and you didn't eat any of the damn soup, either. You know?
I don't like beans.
All right. I think we can move along. We were talking about Couch to 5K. Because, and the main message that I would like to convey is that if we can do it, anybody can do it. And we can sort of do it.
We totally kicked ass on day one. The second time around.
And you know what? So what? What's wrong with that? Is there, you know, first we went just sort of running around because we didn't want to lose momentum, but
went out and we bought like running gear.
Yes.
So that there was no going back.
Yes.
We spent more than $20 on this.
Yes, we did. And I only cried in the Walmart dressing room a little bit. I didn't even cry. I got like a little misty and gulpy. So we had to go out and get some beer after that. But then the next day we did go running, and then the couple days after that we actually looked up the app and found out how we were supposed to be doing it, and we did that, but we did it on a treadmill, which was bad.
You might have done it. You didn't, because you were running too hard, and so you like couldn't finish.
Yeah.
And then,
well, I finished. I just didn't remember.
And then
the
I did
thing.
It without the app, and I'm just like, well, I think this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then, so
yeah.
I didn't quite do it.
And then the next time we actually went outside and we did the app, and it was okay. So it turns out if we try something 3 times, we can do it, apparently. I don't know what's going to happen. We go out tomorrow and we have to do the next thing. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm sure we'll tell you all about it because it's I don't know. It might be interesting.
But nobody threw up and nobody cried.
No, I didn't. We got in a little bit of a fight, but we got over it pretty fast.
It was a misunderstanding.
It was mostly a misunderstanding.
But halfway through a run, I think we did like a mile and a half.
Yeah.
So halfway through that, it's hard.
Don't forget, we are two people who spend most of our time sitting in front of a computer. That is the main thing that we do, like, all the time. So the fact that we were outside in the fresh air, trot, 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 sweat, 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 it was... I thought it was exciting. Yep. I found it exciting.
It was good.
All right. So we agree on something. How do you feel about me spending $110 on a Hans Urs von Balthasar shower curtain? Icon style.
Is there a particular reason why you would do that? Are you like trying to scare people as they're showering?
It might cut down on the shower time because we currently have one functional bathroom. You know, Zillow will list it as 1.5 bathrooms, but that 0.5 is pure fantasy. and that means, and we have five teenagers in the house. We now have five teenagers in our family, and they all take showers. And they don't take short showers either. And sometimes people need to get in there, but they can't hear because... So I'm saying a little Hans Urs von Balthasar might put a little snap in their step in the shower, right? Have you seen it? It's kind of scary.
I have seen it.
It's his big old head. It's his big old head, like shower size, shower curtain size. Icon style. $110. It's not on Amazon, sadly.
That seems like a lot of money for someone who's not associated with Opus Dei.
Oh, you're going to drag Opus Dei into this again? It is Lent, man. Leave Jose Maria Escrivá alone.
I have no problem with St. Jose Maria.
Personally.
I never met the man.
Yep. I saw that movie. Remember that movie?
Oh, there be plot holes.
Yeah. Oh boy. That I saw that movie. I actually was reviewing it for something or other, and I watched it twice. And the second time I watched it, I said to myself, I'm not stupid, right? Like I can tell the difference between something that's worth watching and a complete piece of garbage, and this falls into the latter category. I was a real turd.
So much talent involved with that movie.
Was there?
Oh yeah, it's got Charlie, what's his name, who plays Daredevil. But it was really disappointing because he plays St. Jose Maria, so he's not kicking the crap out of anybody in this movie. Which is disappointing because he's really good at doing that in Daredevil.
There was no slamming anybody's head in a car door or something.
Yeah. No exploding brains.
No, no exploding brains. That's sad. Now, if they, what about if they? We'll come back to this.
Okay.
All right. What else do you want to talk about? I am burning through this list because the first two times we did this podcast, we talked about even stupider things, and I have since taken them off the list. So we have a shorter list, unfortunately. We were going to do that stupid
thing. But we have
a lot fewer
fights going this time.
I don't know if that's actually a selling point for other people, though. I suspect that people like watching us fight.
Well, they should pay more.
Well, that...
If they want fighty, I will get good and fight ready.
All right. You heard that, folks. Okay. For a $5 pledge, I'll ask him about... I gotta think about this. We'll ask him how he feels about... I can't think of anything to make you angry right now. I am so sorry. I really failed as a wife right now.
Because like the Incredible Hulk in the Avengers, I'm always angry. That's my superpower.
That's your secret. That's your secret superpower. But, all right, we'll just go with that. That's fine. Do you want to do the stupid Australia thing, or is it too stupid?
I thought that was a strong finisher. Do we want to hold on to that and move on to other stuff?
We could. You told me that nobody wanted to hear about Ham Dog, so I'm not going to tell anybody about Ham Dog.
Because we tried that twice already, and it just didn't quite work.
Well, it was your fault.
It was not my fault. It was your story.
Tell me the best and or tell me about Tell me about that thing.
All right, our best and worst of the week that we're supposed to do that I did this week.
Yeah, I was just lying around. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Tell me.
This is some premium content right here.
I know. What's the best thing you heard all week, Damien?
Well, the sort of the saddest thing, I think it's the best tragic thing I've heard all week.
Okay.
New Hampshire Fish and Game officers went to Laconia and executed a search warrant on a home up there. Laconia is in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. It's Lake Winnipesaukee. Mitt Romney has a home up there. It's very fancy, except Laconia itself is not fancy at all.
No.
It's where they have the bikers and the... and.
Okay, but when he says they have the bikers, what he means is they have this annual biker event where, is it thousands or is it tens of thousands?
It's tens of thousands.
And they come through in these unbelievable, unending swarms of motorcycles. They just completely clog up the
highway. A bunch of them die every year. Yeah,
they just stab each other. Like, they get stabby.
Hell's Angels are a contingent. Hell's Angels are permanent in Laconia, though.
Mm-hmm. So... you're in Laconia, or you're reading about Laconia.
So the Fish and Game officers executed a search warrant in Laconia, and they seized a monkey.
What were they searching for?
A monkey.
Okay, is this a happy ending for the police?
I don't understand this story. I don't know.
I feel like,
there's
something missing from this
obviously
story.
Obviously, some neighbor.
Why can't you have a monkey in your house?
Well,
I'm not saying, wait. I am not saying that I want you to get a monkey. I'm not saying I want a monkey.
I know what I heard, and we recorded that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, why can't you have a monkey? Live free or die.
I don't know. Obviously, some ninny neighbor narked on them.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a lot of alliteration. Excuse me.
Just move along.
And so the Fish and Game came, and they took the monkey away, which is sad. I mean, I think they're doing everybody a favor. By taking the monkey away?
Doing the monkey a favor.
Yes.
They were probably trying to get it to do unnatural things or something. Remember, speaking of unnatural things, remember that realtor we had who had a monkey?
Mm.
She had like some little, like one of those weird little like squirrel monkeys, like little.
And really, if you're an adult who wakes up one day and says, you know what would be a good idea? A pet monkey. You really should have someone should step in, like a
intervention.
Yeah. No. Legal authority over you.
Someone, like power of attorney?
Yeah,
something?
Someone should take power of attorney. You should not be allowed to make purchases on your own. Like, bubblegum should be checked through your guardian at that point. If you are a monkey person, if you're an adult, like when you're a kid, you want a pet monkey, and monkeys are awesome. When you're a kid and you don't actually realize what it takes to take care of a monkey who's going to bite and fling poo and all that stuff.
But they get mean when they get old. That's the impression that I have.
They and they have a lot of unrequited love issues.
I don't want to talk about that at all. Not at all. So let's talk about the other thing that's made you sad this week, because I know there's something else.
Well, it's not really sad. It's just sort of puzzled, I guess. It is sad. It's the Jimmy Buffett is opening a line of retirement homes based on his song Margaritaville. I mean, talk about making a career out of nothing. Margaritaville.
Yeah, that's that song. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's fine. It's catchy. Where he says it, and I know it's my own damn fault. I'm like, yeah, it is, man. Icon style. But
can we just say Lost Shaker of Salt? It's a salt shaker, Jimmy. Stop doing that to the language.
You can do that. You can do that in songs. It's all right. It's allowable.
It bugs me
to do that in songs. And it's a solid song. It's a pop song. Obviously, it's a pop song, but it's a solid pop song. But he made an entire career. I mean, that is by far his best song. Isn't that strange? And I don't understand.
And retirement.
And I have
who would go to a retirement home based on Margaritaville?
I don't know. Is it? Are they in like Florida?
Are they
or something?
Ironic alcoholics?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you the one thing: every single person I've ever met who's really into the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle, the whole parrot head, the whole like relax and kick back and take a load off, and
they're not doing a fucking
thing
to begin with.
That's the other thing. I'm like, what do you need trying to relax from? Why are you tired? I don't know. It's like when the dog has to take a nap. I'm like, why are you tired? Get up. Get up. And I kick him because I don't, I want to kick him. I don't actually kick him.
He would sometimes be a parrot. I kick him.
He, well, he's kind of soulful though. I can imagine him listening to like Sam Cooke or something, can't you?
No, he's definitely a Jimmy Buffett fan.
He's
maybe,
not smart. He's
maybe
not
a
smart.
Little Garth Brooks.
Yep. I think you're onto something.
I think he listens to Garth Brooks and says, this is real country.
It's not
Boomer
his
like
fault.
The classics.
It's not his fault. He's castrated. Oh, dear. I think it's time to move on to what they call things in Australia. What some of you may not realize, my husband Damien, before I met him, actually lived in Australia for 3 years, about 3 years.
Something like that.
During his formative years, which he had a lot of formative years and a lot of forming happened. A lot of formation, malformation, that kind of thing. Who can say? A lot of guys are yelling stuff. Anyway, very malleable is what I'm trying to say. And this is how we arrived at our current state.
what are you saying?
I'm not, I don't know. So... sometimes, and I happen to have the rare opportunity to work for an Australian newspaper, the Catholic Weekly, which is based in Sydney, Australia, and I write for them once a week. And they don't complain all that often. But what happens, it's a funny thing, though, because I send my stuff in, and then it appears on their website, and it's been Australianized. And most of the time, it's just, you know, they change color to color and stuff like that. But every once in a while, like, I just submitted a piece this morning, and it was based on an analogy, well, not an analogy, but the central imagery of it was a corn dog. And I had a moment of panic when I didn't know if they have corn dogs in Australia or not. And I asked the internet, and they didn't know anything. I asked Facebook, and they just lied to me.
Yes.
And
yes,
I said
Facebook
to myself,
lies.
If I want to be lied to, I would hang out with my husband. Right?
I don't.
I'm just talking about like I'm talking about like corn dogs and stuff. That's all I'm talking about. I'm just saying I remember one time when I said something about a truck and you said in Australia they call those rumblies. And I am pretty sure that is not true. Right?
Maybe.
I don't think it's true, Damien. So what do they call glasses in Australia?
Oh, those are swankers.
That's so stupid. How about if you want a nice hot plate of fried eggs, what would I order at the restaurant?
You would ask for a large bullum.
That's gross. I don't like that. What else is there? Do they have a particular word for escalators?
Yes, those Maybe? Are dinkers.
No, come on, that's silly.
That's true. An elevator, yeah. Elevators are dinker doozies.
Oh, I like this joke in theory.
You know, a lot of effort went into that.
I'm sure it did.
And on both sides, mm-hmm. on both sides, and I mean, a lot of effort is going into this particular podcast.
Well, that, 3 tries worth of effort yeah. plus a fight. I mean, so.
Do your listeners realize like how hard we work to sound this bad?
I don't know, but I was checking in my Patreon account, which is where obviously people pledge money, and I noticed that last week somebody pledged $1, and then the next week they unpledged $1. I'm like, yeah, that was a bad week. I would have done the same if I had $1. Sorry about that. So, as bad as it is, at least you know we're trying now.
We've always sort of been trying.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true. Do you want to talk about anything else before I crap it up with my poem?
No, I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, it was at this point that we decided that we had to stop altogether. So why don't you just do your poem?
All right, I will. It's by a poet named Donald Justice. Donald Justice. And I saw a picture of him, and I think he took somebody else's name, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Did you see his picture on a shower curtain, though?
No, that might have put a whole different cast on it if he was, like, clinging wetly to me or something.
I'm not happy with that.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I went there. This poem has nothing to do with any of that, and I'm just deliberately ruining the mood for some reason that I don't even know why. All right, Donald Justice, there is a gold light in certain old paintings. One, there is a gold light in certain old paintings that represents a diffusion of sunlight. It is like happiness when we are happy. It comes from everywhere and from nowhere at once, this light, and the poor soldiers sprawled at the foot of the cross share in its charity equally with the cross. Two, Orpheus hesitated beside the Black River. With so much to look forward to, he looked back. We think he sang then, but the song is lost. At least he had seen once more the beloved back. I say the song went this way. Oh, prolong now the sorrow, if that is all there is to prolong. Three, the world is very dusty, uncle. Let us work. One day the sickness shall pass from the earth for good. The orchard will bloom. Someone will play the guitar. Our work will be seen as strong and clean and good, and all that we suffered through having existed shall be forgotten as though it had never existed. You like it?
Yeah. No, he totally earns his name.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm not even going to put him on a shower curtain. I think that man can stay dry.
Oh, he better
Icon style.
You're doing an extra mile.
All right.